Lock in After Dark listeners. This episode is packed with big corporate moves, legal shakeups, and workplace dramas. From Best Buy sending employees to school to Starbucks facing lawsuit over DEI policies and a growing crisis in student interest for high demand industries. We're breaking it all down. Grab your snack or adult bevy because we've got a lot to talk about. Welcome back once again. I'm Shelby, the out-of-office therapist you didn't ask for. Let's jump into today's episode. Geek Squad goes to grad school. Best Buy is expanding tuition benefits for all U.S. employees, covering costs for a range of degree and certification programs. A strategic move to boost retention, develop in-house talent, and attract new employees in a competitive job market. I thought Best Buy was closing down. I could be wrong. I don't know of a Best Buy that's local to me. Yes, I do. I'm a liar. There is one that's close to me, and I don't shop there. But at any rate, in 2024, I do know that they closed 10 to 15 stores. I think that they were projecting for about the same amount to be closing in 2025. But at any rate, they're rolling out this new initiative here. So employees are going to stay longer with their company when they see that they're investing in their future. Retention rates with companies increase from about 40 to 50% because employees feel valued in their roles. Amazon provided this benefit. I don't know if you guys remember the ad that was circulating. I mean, it was, granted, it was like during when, you know, commercials were a thing. Okay, so if you still have TV, I still have TV. If you still have TV, then you've seen the commercial, but at any rate, like probably YouTube circulated this commercial, but they were like, they talked about this and they had their employees, like real live employees talking about, you know, I can go to school, I can use this with the company, or I can take it elsewhere. And I shit you not, Amazon said that in their whole commercial too. Like whoever their voiceover person for it was, they said, you know, use it with us, take it elsewhere. That's a ballsy move, but it's open, it's upfront, and it's good marketing. And there's a chance that those employees are actually going to stay within the company. They're going to see that they're investing in them and they're going to want to move up within the ranks. Now, instead of hiring externally, that's great. You want to train the workforce that you already have. Best Buy is going to develop its future managers. Millennial and Gen Z are taking over the workforce. They're no longer wanting to stick to jobs like the boomers. So it makes sense to try to like reel some of those employees back in to retain the top talent. Tuition benefits have become the top must-have perk recently. I personally can't afford to obtain any more schooling. So I'm seeing this move as one of the best perquisites. I'll work for you if you pay my way through schooling. Absolutely. That's a great competitive edge. HR hot take here. Best Buy isn't just selling tech. They're investing in human capital. Will more companies follow suit, or is this a limited time offer? It's yet to be seen. But hey, you're paying my way, I'll stay with you. Moving on to story number two for the day, Starbucks DEI lawsuit. Starbucks is in hot water again. A Missouri lawsuit claims Starbucks DEI policies discriminate against white employees, sparking debate over how companies approach diversity. So if you remember back a couple of episodes before, I talked about Title VII prohibiting race-based employment decisions. That's still true. And even if they're intended to boost workplace inclusions, you can't have them. There are legal risks with DEI. There's a fine line between proactive diversity efforts and unlawful discrimination. Where that line is, it's yet to be seen, but there is a fine line, and companies really have to be mindful how their policies are structured. Hiring quotas or race-based decision-making is really risky, and even if it's well-intended, you want to stay far clear from that. So instead, businesses should be focused on equitable access to opportunities, not exclusionary preferences. What do I mean by this? You know, design your inclusive programs with legal in mind. So invest in bias training and mentorship programs, foster the diversity organically. don't create and give yourself a bunch of legal exposure. This is not the first time that Starbucks has been in the news for some type of DEI or some type of something. It seems like almost every year they're popping up. So DEI lawsuits are on the rise, of course, because look at our friggin' economy. As DEI lawsuits rise, companies are going to backpedal, refine, or double down on diversity efforts. There's nothing that these corporations can do without being in hot water. DEI is not going away just because of executive orders. Companies may roll back on putting the three letters in their policies. They're still going to provide training on them. Otherwise, their organization is going to crumble in due time. So while we're seeing, you know, Target is a big one, while we're seeing them backpedal, they're still going to have it in their policies. And I would not be surprised if they don't last very long. They're already starting to show signs of deterioration because so many people have boycotted them. I mean, there was a whole mass initiative on TikTok recently of boycott Target, and now they're pushing sales. Wonder why. Starbucks' legal battle could reshape corporate DEI strategies. Is this the beginning of a major shift or just another legal challenge in the increasingly divided conversation? We'll stay tuned. And for our final story of the night, why aren't students interested in high demand jobs? Industries like manufacturing, healthcare, and skill trades are desperate for talent, but they're finding that students aren't interested anymore. Employers need to step up with better outreach, apprenticeship programs, and education partnerships. So, thinking back to when I was in school, and I'm talking middle school, high school, I remember there being an employment day where a fire truck would come or, you know, some company would come in, they would set up a little table in the bus loop, we would talk to them, you find out what you want to do with your life. This was really true for high school. They had aptitude tests that they would give out, and that would kind of line you up with your perfect career. And a lot of those were the stereotypical jobs. You're going to work in manufacturing, you're going to be a nurse, you're going to be a therapist, you're going to be whatever. Outdated stereotypes are stopping younger workers from pursuing great careers. And I know specifically that I was always told, you need to get a degree because you need to get a job. You don't want to be a plumber. Plumbing jobs were dirty. HVAC was dirty. Any type of those like manufacturing jobs, they were always viewed as like a dirty position. Get a job working at a computer is what we were always told. I do believe that there's a huge perception gap that needs to be closed around this. The media and pop culture very rarely portray these roles in an appealing way. The only thing I can think of is like a Lifetime movie where she falls in love with her local plumber and their high school sweethearts reconnected, you know, but other than that, it's not getting appealed to. And one specific movie was October Sky. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's about the Rocket Boys, and the main character, Homer, goes in. He has the mining job, right? But then he wants to build rockets. And so him and his friends are stealing railroad ties and all these other things to create a launch pad and all of that. And they walk like miles to launch these rockets. But anyways, great movie. Check it out if you haven't, but shameless plug there. I just remember like thinking about watching that movie and going like, you know, that looks like so much fun. How do I find a job that is like that? And how do I get excited about a career like that? Because he made it a career and he loved it. Well, early engagement is probably the key here. So businesses should be partnering with the schools. Like I said before, bring in the fire trucks, bring in the police, but do it more so in a way that is going to interest the kids. If I can think back to like, you know, my daughter doing cheer, she would go to competition and would interact with the science cheerleaders. Now, if you're familiar with Pop Warner Cheer, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, then stick with me here. I'm making a point, I promise. So they go to nationals every year. They have the science cheerleaders, and it's basically like introducing girls to being like, hey, you can still do science, you can still do technology, engineering, art, math, all of that, but you can also be a cheerleader. So these girls got some form of STEM degree, and they've also cheered for major like NHL, NFL, NBA sports teams. And then they're giving back to their community by setting up a booth and getting the girls and guys excited about what they love and doing what they love for a living. I think that's one of the ways that it needs to happen, is we have to bring these businesses into schools, but in a very limited fashion of, okay, you know, if you love art, this is like the art fields that are coming in for the week or whatever. I mean, we're bringing the military onto school campuses, and if we can bring the military onto school campuses to recruit kids, surely we can bring some other facet onto the school campuses to get kids excited and get them into the fields that are becoming outdated. If interest continues to decline, industries will survive the shortage, but what we're going to see is that they're going to become more expensive. So AI obviously is not going to replace your plumber, but your plumber is going to be charging some big bucks. I think it's time for employers to rebrand high demand career. If Gen Z isn't going to get into it, the future workforce might be in some serious trouble here, especially when it comes to Gen Alpha. God bless us. They scare me. You guys know I love to do my Is HR Approved segment, and I still have one for you tonight. This one is The Mystery of the Phantom Printer Sabotage. So for a true crime story here, someone notices their printer documents keep disappearing. Eventually, Rebecca from marketing catches Gary from IT in the act of shredding her 27-slide presentation. Why? Gary says he's fed up with people printing and leaving their stuff unclaimed. HR gets called when Rebecca creates hashtag Shredgate on Slack and accuses Gary of destroying intellectual property. Gary, buddy, listen, nobody likes unclaimed printouts, but shredding is just next level petty, and I am a petty fucking Betty. So this is going to go straight in the misconduct file. HR is not approving this behavior, and more HR approved behavior would be sending out an email about printer etiquette and installing a print release system. Remember, guys, shredders should destroy paper, not workplace relationships. All right, final thoughts for tonight. What does it mean? What does it mean that Best Buy is coming out with their education for their employees? What does it mean with Starbucks? What does it mean with getting kids involved? Tuition benefits are the new golden ticket for retention. We're seeing it. People look for the jobs with the tuition benefits, because if they can pay your way, that's the best way to go. It's free education. And read the fine line, of course, but you probably won't have to stick with this company. How can companies support DEI while staying legally compliant? I'm telling you, you need compliance officers. This is why you need compliance officers. And what is the long-term fix for talent shortages in high demand fields? Let me know what you guys think. What are you seeing in your kids' schools? Hopefully some good stuff, but what's your thoughts around it? HR is evolving fast, and these stories prove that the workforce of tomorrow depends on the decisions we make today. Tune in, share your thoughts. Let's talk about what's next for HR, business, and the future of work. And as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Comment, share your thoughts. Find me on TikTok. Find me on Twitter. Find me on all podcast platforms. If you prefer a specific platform, let me know. I'll try to get it on there. But thanks so much for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week.